As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be here today with you on Saturday. I'm loving the cooler weather that we've had this week. It's been nice. It feels like fall is coming. It's actually been the perfect temperature the last few days, but the evenings are starting to cool off, and gosh, I'm really praying that fall is coming. Not because I necessarily want to see it into summer, but because we desperately need the rain. We still have wildfires raging. We still have terrible mismanagement up in the woods from our government, and our state is burning. The West Coast is burning. And so many natural resources being lost, hurting our economy. It's just absolutely crazy. We need rain. We need rain, and we need a lot of rain. I am hoping that we have one of the wettest winters that we've ever had. Now, obviously, that's going to cause other complications because of these wildfires. In the canyon area especially, I think we're going to see a lot of mudslides and just a lot of issues with roads and erosion happening because we've lost so much of that vegetation that holds that dirt into place. But nonetheless, we do need the rain. They say that, you know, like people in the rural communities that are relying on well water and things like that, they say that it takes 5 to 7 years to actually get that water down to where you're actually using it. That a lot of that water comes from the High Cascades, and it filters down through all the cracks and crevices. And actually, I was talking to a well company that's on the opposite side of the Willamette River, and they said that the water that that particular well was being filled with was actually coming from the Cascades. And I said, it comes underneath the Willamette River? And they said, yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why it takes so long. So a lot of people have been having issues with their water supply and their wells drying up. But it's not necessarily because of the drought that we've been in the last couple of years. So think about that. If you're having a water issue now, if your well's starting to dry up, if you're having problems irrigating your crops, things like that, that's not necessarily because of what's going on right now in the lack of rain. What we're seeing right now, this last year, it might not have its worst impact on us until the next 4, 5, 6, 7 years out. So something to think about. But yes, I'm ready for rain. Pray for lots of rain. That'd be good news for the state of Oregon right now. So much going on, my friends. So much going on. It's like, where do you start? And of course, everybody's been hitting on it. We have our eyes. They're starting to be opened up. Some of you guys, I feel like I need to grab your eyelids and pry your eyes wide open. Because somehow, for some reason, so many people just still aren't getting it. And those of us that are preaching, you know, we're starting to become frustrated. And, you know, I know even doing this show when I'm hitting the topics hard and I'm telling you guys what's happening, what's going on, what we need to be doing, when I'm explaining why we've gotten to this point, apathy, when I'm telling you guys that people that are like-minded like me, that think similar to how I think, but just don't engage, are part of the problem, that Republicans having their head in the sand and not engaging have caused the situation that we have here in this country, definitely the situation that we have here in this state. And I'm passionate about this, and I'm irritated because we're in this position. I don't understand it sometimes, and I get frustrated, and that comes out in how I speak, and sometimes I start hitting things really hard and get a little bit carried away in the moment, caught up in the moment. I know that that's resonated with some of you guys. I'm starting to get feedback. If you want to give me feedback, I love to hear it. If you want to give me feedback, make sure that you send me an email at mickey@kslm.news. That's mickey@kslm.news. Mickey is not spelled like the mouse. Mickey is mickey@kslm.news. So shoot me your emails. Let me know what you're thinking of the show, what you want to hear for topics, and let me know if what I'm saying, if it's starting to get to you a little bit. Do you agree with me? Do you think I'm being too harsh? I have had a lot of positive feedback. I got a couple great emails with some great ideas the week before. And you know what? I do have some people out there that don't like me. So they let me know regularly on Facebook. A couple of them have emailed the studio and emailed the station manager and told them how terrible I am and that they don't like me yelling at them. So if you feel that way, I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm going to talk the truth all the time. I'm going to tell you things that other people might not tell you. I'm going to always be honest with you. I'm going to hit it hard because, by God, we are fighting for this republic. We are fighting for our American Christian values. We are fighting for our beliefs. We are fighting for liberty. We are fighting for freedom. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry that that might offend some of you guys, but the bottom line is people have fought and died. They have shed their blood to give us this nation, to protect and defend this nation, to make it so we have the freedoms and the rights that we do. And sadly, we are throwing them away. We don't honor these fallen soldiers anymore. We don't honor and respect the people that fought and died for us by our actions of having the head in the sand, having apathy, and just letting these things happen that are destroying this state and that are destroying this country. I mean, look at what has happened just in the last few weeks in Afghanistan. Look at the travesty that has taken place. Think about the 13 soldiers that gave their life trying to defend the base, trying to defend the airport so people could escape to freedom. None of that had to happen. We've been in this war for the last 20 years, maybe longer, right? We didn't have to leave like thieves in the night, just drop everything and flee. The situation that we created over there, that not we, not you and I, but the Biden administration created, that the Democrats created, the situation that happened, that unfolded this last 2 weeks, it's criminal, my friends. And again, this is something, this last year, there's been plenty of things that I've said to you guys. How come every red-blooded American isn't uniting together on these issues? I've said that over and over again. And I don't care if you're Republican or a Democrat. There are certain issues that if you've got blood flowing through your veins, if you are an American citizen, you should be furious about the same way I'm furious about, even if you have opposing ideology. Because we should be able to unite on the fact that we are Americans. And it's obvious now, it's obvious to me, that so many of our politicians don't love this country. You know, it's funny that I should even have this conversation, but there should be some type of a litmus test, don't you think, for politicians? You know, number one, above anything else, should be, do you love the United States of America? Because what I'm seeing, what I've seen the last 6 years with so many of these politicians that have been elected, their actions don't speak to that. Their actions don't say, yes, I love this country. Yes, I will defend this country. Yes, I would die for this country. If you don't have a politician in the United States of America that isn't willing to die for their country, why are they there? Why are we electing these fools, these hypocrites? And it gets even worse, my friends, because so many of these politicians, it's not only obvious that they don't love this country, that they're not willing to fight or die for this country, that they don't care about upholding our Constitution, but they're actively working against this country. So many of the things they're doing, previous generations would have clearly said this is treason, and they would have hung them from a tree. They would have been court-martialed. They would have been put in front of a firing squad. They would have been impeached. Previous generations would have had the courage to do what was necessary, the courage to do what was constitutional. But we don't. We're not. We see these politicians that are actively working against this country, committing crimes against this country, taking advantage of American citizens, hurting American citizens. And we do nothing. So yeah, the first question we should ask any politician is, do you love the United States of America? Do you want to uphold the values that is the foundation of this nation? Will you defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States? Would you be willing to die for this country? And if they can't answer any of those questions, we should not even consider them for office. Right now, we have an administration in Washington, D.C. that is actively working against this country. That I believe, and not just me, other politicians believe, lawyers believe, people that are way more intelligent than I am, people that understand the law and the Constitution more than me, have come out and said, what has happened is treasonous. What has happened is criminal. What has happened, in any sane world, there would be people that have to answer for that. There would be people that we hold accountable for that, and they'd be in a lot of trouble. We're not asking these questions. As citizens that give them the power, remember, we the people, we get to decide. Their power is derived from our authority. You remember that? As citizens, we need to demand accountability. And if there's crimes that took place, if there's treasonous acts that have taken place, if the Biden administration is guilty of any of this, they need to be held accountable. And again, it should not matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. None of that should make a difference. If you're a red-blooded American citizen, and if you love this country, you should feel the same way I do. Absolutely. The stuff that has gone on, the stuff that has gone on the last 2 weeks, like I said, we didn't need to flee that country like thieves in the night. We didn't need to drop our equipment and go. Priority number one, I don't disagree that it was time. I don't disagree that it was time to get out of Afghanistan. I was on board with Donald Trump when he started that conversation because we can't be there forever. We shouldn't be there forever. At some time, they need to decide, are we going to go at it alone or not? And we shouldn't be anywhere occupying any place forever. We have our own issues at home we need to be taken care of. It was time. Now, whether or not we should have been in Afghanistan or not in the first place is a secondary conversation. That's irrelevant right now. We might have different opinions and views on that. Some of you say we should have never went. Others say that there's a good reason why we went. But that's all irrelevant because the fact of the matter is we were there. We've been there for over 20 years. The fact of the matter is there are generations that only know us being there. The fact of the matter is that the moment we decided to do that, right, wrong, or indifferent, we made a commitment to those people. We made a commitment to the Afghans, and we had a responsibility. We had a responsibility. And as Americans, as the strongest, greatest country in the world, with the biggest military force in the world, we should have upheld that commitment. We should have upheld that responsibility. There could have been a better transition of power. I'm not saying we should have stayed there any longer. I'm saying that we should have had a better plan. Stick with me, friends. Don't go anywhere. Remember, you can email me, Mickey at KSLM.news. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host with the most, Mickey Garris, and thanks for being here with me today. We were just talking about the mess that is Afghanistan and what I believe is criminal behavior by the Biden administration, treasonous, possibly. And I do believe that every red-blooded American should hold them accountable. We should demand that they are held accountable. Could you imagine if this was Donald Trump? Oh my gosh. How many times would he have been impeached over this stuff? I mean, and did you see this last week, the leaked phone call that Biden was on? The stuff that was in that phone call. Could you imagine if that was Donald Trump? Remember Trump's phone call to the Ukrainian president that turned out to be nothing? He didn't break any laws. He didn't do anything wrong. And how they tore him apart over that, how they impeached him because of that. Gosh, so many double standards. Could you imagine if any of Trump's children tried to purchase a firearm illegally? If any of Trump's children had sex tapes? If any of Trump's children had videos of themselves snorting cocaine and high? Had ties to these countries that seek to harm the United States of America and had financial ties with them? Could you imagine what they would do to President Trump? Look at what we know about the Biden family. Look at what we've learned in the last 8 months about the Biden family and their connections and their ties and their criminal activities. And then look at Biden himself and his administration and the mistakes that they have made every single step of the way. Could you imagine if that was Donald Trump, what they would do? Could you imagine what they would do to Donald Trump for the thousands of jobs that have been lost because of closing down the Keystone Pipeline? And then paying OPEC and asking foreign countries to produce more oil. And at the same time, our gas prices are going through the roof. All because of the decision that you made to pay other countries and shut down our own pipeline, shut down our own production, and put all these American citizens out of work. Could you imagine what they would do to Donald Trump if that was him? There's so many things I could play the could you imagine game all day long if that was Donald Trump. You see, the doubled standard is so real. But what's happening here is people didn't like Donald Trump because they were afraid of a mean tweet or two. They didn't like Donald Trump because he is very direct. He told you exactly how he felt. They didn't like Donald Trump because he wasn't part of the swamp. He didn't play their game. But at no time did I ever feel like Donald Trump was putting this country in danger. In fact, I felt very protected under his leadership. And the things he did only made us stronger, only protected us further. Only gave our economy a bigger boost. Only created more jobs. Everything he did, everything he talked about, it turns out he was right. And I was a skeptic at first. I was. It took me a little bit longer than some to get on the Trump bandwagon. I think I've already told you guys, before he was elected, I was a Ted Cruz guy. I was all in for Ted Cruz. You know what, though? Trump got the job. Trump became our president. And going back to what I said at the beginning in the first segment, you could ask Donald Trump, do you love the United States of America? And Trump would say, I would absolutely bet $1 million that he would say, yes, I love the United States of America and I love the people in this country. You know what? I've heard him say it. I've heard him say it. But more important than words, my friends, more important than words are actions. And his actions every single day while he was in office and even before, proved to the world that he loved this country, that he would do anything to protect this country and protect the people in this country, to protect the citizens. He truly did love us. And you know who else he loved? He loved our military. And my God, the world today would be so much different if he was still the commander in chief. And I believe the election was stolen. I believe there was so much corruption and fraud. And we are hearing more and more and more about it each and every day. And it does absolutely look like Joe Biden should not be our president. I think most of you guys are convinced of that by now. This goes back to what? Who's doing anything about it? Where is the accountability? How come the courts haven't got involved? How come they're running away from this? My friends, an election being stolen, that is one of the most sacred things that we have in this republic. That is who we are. That is how we decide who we're going to become. If we're not willing to fight for the integrity of our own elections, well, we have no business going anywhere else and pointing the finger. And I can tell you, if we're not willing to fight for the integrity of our own elections, this republic, and I'm calling this the fallen republic now because I think I already explained to you guys that are we still a republic based on what's happening right now, based on how we're being ruled right now? I told you it's not a republic anymore based on how we're currently being ruled. It's totalitarianism, and we're seeing it in Oregon, and we're seeing it at the federal level. That's the reality. But I tell you what, how do we get that back? What is the process for us to fix our wrongs, to right this ship? It starts with our elections. And so many people are upset about what happened. So many believe that there was election fraud. So many people believe that Donald Trump should still rightfully be our president. How badly are you willing to fight for it if you're not willing to fight for the integrity of our elections that guarantees these things won't happen again? We are the fallen republic. Plain and simple. It's our job. It's up to us. It's up to us to demand accountability. Strength in numbers. We the people are strong if we unite and we work together. If we had done that, the mess that's gone on the last 2 weeks in Afghanistan never would have happened. There would have been a plan to pull out responsibly that got our citizens out of there first and our military last. Stick with me. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Nikki Garris, and it's good to be here today with you. We were just going over what should have happened in Afghanistan. And I was saying it doesn't matter if you thought we should have been there or not in the first place. That's not relevant. But what is relevant is the fact that we were there. We became responsible for those people. And we just turned them over. We just turned them over to the Taliban. The life that they knew, so many of those kids that only knew life with the United States presence, they only knew freedom. They got a glimpse of what Western civilization is like. Now we're going to be forced into this Taliban rule. And let me tell you, my friends, their life is turned upside down. The pain and the suffering and the torture that they are going to go through, losing their freedoms. And right now, my friend, I'm telling you, by the hour, there is brutal brutal murder taking place as the Taliban go door to door and look for anybody that was American sympathizers, anybody that helped the United States at all, anybody. They're going to make an example out of those people. They have been killing people door to door if they had any ties whatsoever to the United States. And women, oh, I don't want to talk about what's going to happen to the women. I don't want to talk about the atrocities that they're going to see, the freedoms they're going to lose, the abuse that they are going to take. If you're a woman, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. If you are over there, I am sorry, and I am praying for you. And it is a disgrace that we allowed this to happen. An absolute disgrace. There should have been a plan. There should have been a better, more structured change of power that gave the Afghan people a better chance. They didn't even know we were leaving. They didn't even know where we were leaving. We just up and left. And the fact that we left our equipment over there, the fact that we made them like the third or fourth biggest air power in the world now, unbelievable. It's almost like there was a plan, my friends. It's almost like it was intentional. It's almost like, who stands to benefit from this the most? Who's in line? Who's shaking hands with the Taliban right now? What country is that? Oh, I know. Oh, China? Oh, yeah, China. I wonder who's indebted to China a little bit. Oh, Biden. Oh, that's weird. Who else is in line? Oh, Russia? Oh, Russia. Okay. Weird. It's weird how we just pulled out and essentially turned over everything. People think we turned it over to the Taliban, but it's really been turned over to China and to Russia. Who's going to benefit from those resources? Who's going to benefit from the minerals? Who's going to benefit from all the oil? Man, there could be a really easy pipeline that goes right through the heart of that land, right into China. Think about things like this, my friends. Why did this happen the way it did? How much technology does China have now from our military equipment? They've been, quote unquote, inventorying our equipment that was left there. The Chinese government has. Yeah, the Taliban called them in. Do you think they care about the number of equipment that's left there? Or do you think that they care about the technology that's in that equipment, the electronics? Think about what they're getting. Unbelievable. If it could fly, it should have been flown out. If it could fit on a plane, it should have been put on a plane. The fact that we left all this equipment there, unstinking believable. Don't tell me that this is just pure stupidity. If this is just pure stupidity, oh my God. But look at what's going on, my friends. I can't buy that anybody, even the left, is that stupid. It's a plan. It's a plan. I'm telling you, it's a plan. It's not stupidity. What happened is exactly the way they intended it to happen. We might not know what the reasons are right away, but trust me, this is not going to play well. This is not going to play well. This needed to happen for them to do what they want to do next. I guarantee it. It should have never happened over there. God bless those 13 soldiers and everybody else who laid their life down to defend the Afghan people, to defend American citizens, to protect this nation. God bless all of you guys. My prayers and thoughts are with you and your families. And it's a disgrace that it happened the way it did. It happened because of the administration we have. And we've got to do something about that. Absolutely. And maybe we should start in our own state. We know in our own state we have our own problems. Kate Brown is a dictator. Did you hear the news this week, though? Tina Kotek decided she's running for governor. Let me tell you, my friends, if you think Kate Brown is scary, she doesn't hold a candle to Tina Kotek. And Tina is exactly who the extreme left, the extreme progressive wants. And she's intelligent. She is so intelligent. She is far more smart than Kate Brown. And she's not afraid. She's a fighter. Trust me, my friends. she is the candidate that they want. And she will take this state to the far extreme, to a place that Kate Brown never could have imagined. And you know what scares me in Oregon? She has a chance. I think she can get elected. I think the Democrats will elect her. That's who they want. So we need to start our grassroots movement. We need to start pounding the pavement. We need to find the right candidates. We need to get behind the right candidates, and we need to fight if we want any chance at all. And it might be too late. I'm a realist, but I'm also an optimist. And I think we got to try. I'll never back away from a fight, and I think we got to try. If there's any hope, we need to work together. We need to unite together, because what we have now is a dictator. What we're going to get next time if Tina Kotek gets elected is worse. And we got to protect this state. Let's talk about these mandates. COVID's on the rise. The Delta variant's bad. People are getting sick. But nobody should be forced to get a vaccination that they don't want to get. That's absolutely un-American. And when I hear things like that, it makes my blood boil. We do not do things like that in this country. But they're trying. State employees are already told. So many government employees are already told. On this date, you have to get the vaccine. Why do we want to get this vaccine? The way it's shaking out, the numbers and how it's panning out, the vaccine's not doing anything for you. In fact, the vaccine might cause super spreading events. What is the benefit? You tell me, what is the benefit for me to get the vaccine? Because as more and more data comes out, I don't see it. I just read an article that a Harvard professor wrote, an epidemiologist, based off a study out of Israel. Now, keep in mind, like 95% of Israel's population is vaccinated. So it was the best place to do this study. And in a nutshell, they basically said that if you're vaccinated, you have like a 27% higher chance that you're going to get the Delta variant. The unvaccinated people that have had COVID that have natural immunities, and that's probably 90% of us now at this point in this country, we've all been exposed to COVID. Most of us probably do have natural immunities now. The unvaccinated with natural immunities are much better off. And also, if you get the vaccine, it is so limited on what variations of COVID it might protect you from, but your natural immunities have a much broader spectrum. So when there's other variants that come around, some might be worse even, if you have the natural immunities, you're going to be better protected. But if you have the vaccine, it could hurt you more. Think about that. Remember what you were told in the beginning, my friends? Mask up for 14 days and social distance just to flatten the curve. And then, oh, hey, if you get the vaccine, you don't have to wear the mask and you won't get COVID. And then you get the vaccine. Oh, you still got to wear the mask. You can still get COVID. And guess what? You can still spread COVID. And now we're hearing that the vaccine might have made the Delta variant even worse. And it might make it so if you're vaccinated, you get the Delta variant easier. They say trust the science, but science is ever changing. And nobody, it doesn't matter what the science says, nobody should be forced to get a vaccine that they don't want to get. Did you see Pfizer now? They're working on a pill. They say it's a mandatory pill that goes with the vaccine. You'll have to take it twice a day. Do you think that's really necessary, or do you think that's about money? So they told you to get the vaccine. They're still trying to make you get the vaccine. They're pushing the vaccine harder than they've ever pushed before. It doesn't really help you, though. And on top of that, now they want you to take a pill with the vaccine. This is getting ridiculous. Is there any end? Is there any end at all? Anyway, this Harvard professor, he said that the biggest mistake that we possibly made was putting the country on lockdown and forcing the vaccine. If we would have went about our normal life, number one, we might not have realized that COVID existed. It wouldn't have been any different than the normal flu season, really. We know that to be a fact now, just based on the numbers. But he said also, if we went about our normal life, we would have established natural immunities, the majority of the population, herd immunity situations. And if we didn't lock down businesses, lock people in their houses, that would have happened much faster, and we might have eradicated COVID much quicker. if we didn't force people to get the vaccine that actually caused the virus to mutate and make things worse, we might be better off today. That's the reality, my friends. Stick with me. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and time flies when you're having fun. We were talking about the mess that's in Afghanistan. We were talking about the corruption in the Biden administration. I was pointing out, could you imagine if the things that have taken place the last 8 months that have hurt this country happened during Trump's presidency, could you imagine what they would have done to him? We were talking about how here in Oregon we have a dictator, how in the next election there's a very good chance that Tina Kotek could be our next governor, and she's worse than Kate Brown. She's more dangerous, she's more vile, and she's more intelligent. And we were talking about vaccines and whether or not you should get the vaccine. I'm telling you, my friends, 57% of the population here in Oregon have received the vaccine. And as I talk to people in my friend groups, people in my circles, I can tell you so many people already that have had adverse reactions to the vaccine. Some of these reactions are causing serious medical conditions for these people that might inflict them for the rest of their lives. I had a friend of mine just tell me about his grandson, a 14-year-old kid, plays football, healthy kid, got the vaccine, thought it was the right thing to do. The next day, he had to be admitted into the hospital here in Oregon for heart issues, enlarged heart palpitations. That's somebody just in my circle. When I talk to my other friends, they all say, yeah, we've heard something similar to that. Take your own poll, like I said. Do your own statistics. The vaccine might be hurting more people than it's helping. It might be more dangerous than COVID. Consult with your doctor. But nobody should force you to do something you don't want to do. Not in this country. Nobody should enforce you to inject chemicals in your body. Not in this country. Did you hear that one of the vaccines, I think it was Pfizer's, they've actually recalled several lots of that vaccine because it has stainless steel contaminants? They don't know how many has already been administered, but they're recalling it as fast as they can. That's what we've been saying. That's what we've been saying all along. This has not been tested. We don't know enough about it yet. The FDA approval that allegedly came out, there's lawsuits on that now. It's not fully 100% been vetted by the FDA. It's not technically approved the way they were telling the citizens that it was approved. It's not. They lied to us. Believe it or not, the government lied to us, my friends. And keep this in mind, every single time you hear something bad happening about people that took medicine and got sick, and the medicine did something bad, the medicine caused cancer or whatever, all those medicines had been FDA approved. So that's not even a guarantee, okay? But we're being lied to. And friends, if you're in one of these jobs, and your employer, whether it's the private sector or government sector, is threatening you, if you're being threatened, if they're trying to mandate that you get this vaccine and you don't want to do it, you don't need to give them a reason. It's not their business. It's nobody's business. It shouldn't matter. It doesn't matter if you think you have a medical exemption. It doesn't matter if you think you have a religious exemption. You shouldn't even have to fill out paperwork for a medical or a religious exemption. All that matters is that we live in the United States of America. And in this country, in the United States of America, we have rights. We have liberty. We have freedom. And nobody should force you to take a vaccine that you don't want to take. Please do not cave in. Don't go against your own personal beliefs, your values. Don't do something that you might end up regretting, something that might cost you dearly. Imagine if you get the vaccine and because of that, you get deathly sick. Imagine if you have a lifelong complication because you got the vaccine. It'll be so much worse knowing that you didn't want to do it in the first place, that you felt like you were forced to do it, that your livelihood was at stake if you didn't do it. Don't give in. Let them fire. If that's what they're threatening, let them fire you. Make them prove that they will fire you because of that. I don't think they will. I really don't. I think when push comes to shove, they're going to rethink things. I think their lawyers are telling them, you better rethink things. I don't think they can fire you, and I think you should call their bluff. Everyone who doesn't believe in the vaccine mandates for any reason should stand together and call their bluff. Don't quit. Don't get the jab. If they're going to fire you, my friends, let them fire you. If you guys stick together, as that vaccine deadline approaches, the more uncomfortable they're going to get. And I bet money that their lawyers are advising them not to follow through with these terminations. There's going to be so many lawsuits. They know that there's going to be multiple lawsuits, my friends. And they're lawsuits that they're going to end up losing. Trust me, this is going to go to the higher courts. The cases are already prepared. Lawyers are already waiting. And think about what they'll lose if they really try to fire that many people. They can't afford to lose ODOT road crews. I know of ODOT road crews that are working in the canyon right now, clearing the trees and clearing the roads and making the canyon so we can drive through it safely, that the entire crew said, we will not get this vaccine. We will let them fire us. These are specialty workers. They can't just replace them with anybody. Not to mention, there's not even anybody in the workforce to replace people with. Think about those road crews. Think about firefighters. Think about police, prison guards, nurses, doctors, teachers, electricians, accountants. You name it. Think about all these people, all these essential people with specialty jobs. And most of these places already are full of vacancies. Vacancies that should have been filled a long time ago, but they don't have the workforce to do it. What are they going to do? They can't get rid of everybody. And they can't pick and choose, because that is the definition then of discrimination. And I'm telling you, here's an idea. I was talking with a buddy of mine that he's a little bit more savvy than I am on this type of stuff. But here's a good idea, and he's absolutely right. All the employees who don't believe in the vaccine mandates, and if you have retirement pensions, put in a request for a pension quote of your estimated retirement benefits. Put that request in as if you're cashing out 100% in the month of October. It's just a quote, and it doesn't bind you to anything, but think of the message that that will send. They can't turn it down. By law, they have to provide you with that figure. And that's going to do two things for you. Number one, it tells them exactly how many employees they stand to lose. And I bet you the numbers are going to be in the 40% range. I really do. Maybe even higher. It will show them that their agencies could not function if they lost that many employees. And then on the money side of it, it's going to scare the bejesus out of them. Think about that. If 40% of their employees wanted to cash out their retirements in October, think about that figure. Think about what they would do seeing all those retirement funds dry up at once. They don't have the money to do a payout like that. I promise you they would change their tune very quick. They do not have the funds to do that. You guys hold the power. Together, I'm telling you, together we are stronger than them. We got to hold our ground. We got to fight this. We can't let them shove this down our throats, because it doesn't stop with your job. The next, it will be our children in schools. have to get the vaccine. This is about your freedom, my friends. This is about your liberty. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. God bless you guys. We'll catch you next time right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.